And the call that you'd make to a calf?
Two calf.
And if you want to make a team go right or left, you'd...
Oh, and G.
Which is which?
O for left and G for right.
Fooling around, I was doing this sort of work up in the northern part of the state, and I couldn't get anybody to tell me which was which. They couldn't remember. It's so long since
Well, it has been a long time, but I still remember.
Well, down here, I'm getting good answers on this, but up there in McHenry and Boone, I didn't get any place. Now, how about the call you make to a horse to get it in from pasture?
How was that again?
But if you want to have a horse in the pasture and you want to call him in, would you call him? And how would you call him? To horse.
Call him by his name, probably.
By his name. Okay.
Yes.
And you want to make the horse go a little faster, or we want to make him start. He stopped. You want to make him start. How would you get him to go?
Get up.
Okay. And the call to the horse to make him stop.
Whoa.
Call the pigs when it's feeding time?
Suey.
That you say, you probably put a little more life in it.
Suey.
Is it wooey or suey?
Well, you can use
wooey
either.
When you call them, I think, and suey when you tell them to get off. It's been a long time.
Okay. Do you ever have sheep, or if you did,
yes,
how would you call them from pasture to get them in?
Well, we don't call ours. I don't know whether they have. They're usually something to eat there. They're there for.
How about the call of chickens when it's feeding time?
Chicky. That we don't do anymore.
You don't have chickens, you mean?
We've got chickens, but then we've got feeders.
Self feeders. You don't have to fool with that anymore.
No, we've got chickens.
The things you put your feet in when you're riding a horse, if you have them, things you stick your feet in.
Oh, the stirrups.
And do you ever use this term for the horse on the left, a special term, the one on the left?
It would be the haw.
Or you call him the near horse or the nigh horse?
Well, we never did.
None of your parents or anybody remember? Mm-hmm. Now the... things you guide the horse with when you're riding horseback.
Well, it would be the lines.
That's when you have a buggy?
Or well,
wagon or something?
Either, yes. Or I imagine that could be used on riding.
You wouldn't say reins?
Well, yes. Mm-hmm.
Reins on horseback and lines on a wagon or buggy. Okay. Now, if somebody doesn't live very far, you might say, oh, it's just a little
ways.
Or it might be a long
distance.
Or a long
way.
And you might say that you can find weeds almost
everywhere. And that's the truth.
Or almost any.
Any place.
You'd use probably both of these, any place or everywhere,
yes.
That sort of construction. Place where the plow has been in the ground, leaves a trench, it's called
furrow.
A furrow. And you admire the wheat, you say, it looks like you're going to have a good
crop
of
wheat.
And we cut down the trees on the property and say that you did what to the land. You cut down all the trees.
There's a word for that, but I can't think.